You are listening to the May 2020 letter for the Wanderlust Catholic. Hi! This month's journey to sunny California in the United States of America was exciting and scenic. I started my trip in Mission San Juan Capistrano, south of Los Angeles. This mission was founded by St. Junipero Serra and his fellow Franciscan brothers in 1776, the seventh of 21 missions established in California by the Spanish. The site includes original buildings constructed by Native Americans. The indigenous Acachaman people in the area were encouraged to learn about the Catholic faith and to be baptized, but this meant changing their culture, language, food, and almost every part of their daily life. The Spanish also unintentionally exposed the Native Americans to new illnesses, and the close life of the missions unfortunately allowed illnesses to spread. Each mission functioned as a miniature town, sustaining itself with food and other necessities. My favorite part of my visit to Mission San Juan Capistrano was the cliff swallows. These bold birds swoop close overhead, feeding babies in their bud nests tucked among the adobe walls of the mission. I was delighted to learn of this local legend. In the early 1900s, Father O'Sullivan saw a shopkeeper doing his best to drive swallows away from his shop. Father O'Sullivan told the swallows that they could come to the mission for shelter. They built their nest outside Sarah Chapel and have returned every year on St. Joseph's Day, March 19th, to nest and hatch new baby swallows. Soon it was time to move on, and I headed up the coast of California on the picturesque highways 1 and 101. The Pacific Ocean was a sparkling blue, and the weather was balmy. In a few hours, I was in Los Padres National Forest, named for the Spanish word for father, a common reference to the Franciscan missionaries. Here, I hiked all 8 miles of Tequipas Trail, a challenging trek in the Santa Ynez Mountains near Santa Barbara. I was thrilled with views of prairies full of purple lupine and orange poppies and the breathtaking sight of the Pacific coast far below the trail. I later attended Mass in the Sarah Chapel of Mission Santa Barbara. Yes, another Sarah Chapel. St. Junipero was a very influential leader. The church, like most missions, is decorated in the Baroque style. The chapel seems heavy to me as it's covered in rich paintings and gilded or golden frames and columns. The contrast between the humble building's wooden beams and the decorative crosses and tabernacle surprises me. And I spend time reflecting on the love these missionaries had for God, that they would work so hard to create beautiful buildings for God. Mission Santa Barbara was the 10th mission in California, founded just a few years after the death of St. Junipero Serra. It sits within today's city of Santa Barbara and contains lovely gardens in the courtyard in the middle of the mission. Visiting these missions has given me more insight into the early history of this state. I'm so glad that these missions are once again under the control of the Catholic Church, having been sold to private owners over the years. In fact, I was surprised to learn that some of the missions were returned to the church by President Abraham Lincoln in 1865. Although today we have different ideas about proper evangelization, I'm still inspired by the devotion of the Franciscan missionaries of the late 1700s, who spent years founding missions and working with the local native peoples. In him, Bona Teresa.